And your big question I've been asking you today is, what's the best Pride destinations that you've been to? Gay Pride Month is in full swing with a host of celebrations planned to bring the LGBT plus community together, not just this month, but across the summer. But where are the best places to go? That's the question on everybody's mind. And Duncan Greenfield Turk is the owner of Global Travel Moments, which specializes in bespoke holidays and events for LGBT plus travelers. And they've selected six of the best locations to party, both in the UK and overseas, where the gay community is guaranteed a warm welcome. And I'm pleased to say Duncan is on the line on Zoom with me live this afternoon. Good afternoon, Duncan.
Good afternoon to you, Adam. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you. Have you had a good week so far?
It's been a great week so far. We're starting to see travel bounce back, which is exactly what we need. It's been a rocky couple of years, and it's good to see people willing to start planning and start traveling again.
That's great to see. Now, before we talk about the six best locations to party with Pride this summer, tell me a little bit more about Global Travel Moments, what you do and how you do it.
Sure. So most importantly, as a member of the community myself, we're an LGBT-owned agency. And my belief is that everyone, no matter their sexuality or gender expression, deserves the same opportunity to experience the world and really enjoy moments at travel. So as a private travel designer, we're affiliated with Pro Travel International, and we curate luxurious tailor-made travel experiences for our clients. We do it by working with a global network of suppliers. We leverage the Virtuoso Travel Network for perks, benefits, privileges for clients when they stay at our partner hotels. And really that's used to pull together individual escapes, family escapes, road trips, honeymoons, emergency, last minute things.
So you were saying you basically create bespoke holidays for people. So if you were to take me, for instance, right, because I've been looking at holidays this year, I've only been abroad twice. One was in America first. That was 2005. The other was Gran Canaria. So for someone like me, who's unfamiliar with different countries and cities, places where I'd feel accepted and comfortable, what kind of destination should I be looking at? And I should say, I'm not a massive party animal either. So where's the best place for me to go? Duncan, help me out here.
I think it's going to depend on how adventurous you're feeling, whether you want to go short haul or long haul.
Long haul. Far away as possible.
Okay, if you're going as far as possible, I'm a huge fan. Two destinations, Thailand,
yep,
or my home city of Cape Town.
Nice.
Both offer incredible opportunities. They're both incredibly welcoming. They're different vibes. Thailand can be very budget friendly, but it can also be incredibly luxurious. Mm-hmm. Cape Town, the benefits of somewhere like Cape Town is there's no jet lag. Summer there's usually about an hour. The time difference is either an hour to 2 hours, so you don't really notice it. So you take a night flight, you can be in Cape Town on the beach by Saturday lunchtime.
Oh, I like the sound of that. On the beach, pina coladas, my kind of holiday. I love it.
Absolutely.
I might have to. So it's Thailand or Cape Town for me then.
Absolutely. I think those are great spots. They offer you the party vibe, but they also offer you that opportunity if you're going with your partner, with friends, to decompress away from it. You've got the opportunity of luxury hotels, you've got hostels, you've got villas, apartments, different options for everyone.
And many destinations welcome the LGBT plus community, but there are still many places that don't, and even criminalize gay relationships. What cities or countries would you recommend, or maybe even advise members of the LGBT plus community to avoid for whatever reason?
So this is actually a really great question. It's something that's very close to my heart. There's a journalist family that travel, and they run a site where they actually put together the LGBTQ plus travel safety index. You can actually get to that link on my website. It's done by Asher and Lyric, and what they've done is they've literally ranked countries from their marriage situation right down to adoption. many of the top countries, for example, that are not welcoming are places like Brunei, the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, and some other Middle Eastern countries. But sometimes you'll be surprised, like the Maldives is quite high up there. But actually, when we think about it, most of the islands, most of the resorts are very welcoming themselves. Mm. So it's really down to travelers to educate themselves as much as possible. We do that with them to gauge their comfort level.
Yeah. The Maldives, just you said the Maldives there. That's another place I'd love to go to. Isn't the Maldives where you have like your little hut? So, well, I call it a hut, and it's just sitting on top of water, and you can go out and goodness!
It's our number one booked destination this year so far.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow, I want to go now. On a positive note, you've handpicked 6 of the best Pride locations to party this summer. Let's start with the first one. The first one's New York. The Pride Parade is on June 26th. What's that? Only a matter of days away, actually. Extremely welcoming for the LGBTQ plus community. And the city has something for everyone as well.
Absolutely. I think no matter where you find yourself in the city, whether it be the East Village, Hell's Kitchen, whether it's Chelsea or down in Greenwich, there is something for everyone. It's my favorite destination for a Pride parade. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the first time I was there back in 2001. I literally didn't really get the scope of how big Pride could be. And then a group of biker grannies drove past me all flying the flag.
I love it. Love it. Only in New York. Only in New York. Your next one is London, the Pride Parade on July 2nd. Obviously known around the world for its Gay Pride Festival. And London, of course, been welcoming members of the LGBT plus community for years.
Pride in London is another important one. I've actually participated in the parade several times myself through the years. And it's also one of the most incredible because it draws such a crowd. You've got hotels that are lined up along the walk or the route. You've got the general public who really gets stuck into it. But it's not just about that one singular day. As you may already know, Pride is really about the entire month building up to it. There is so much going on before Pride for you to participate in and get involved with.
I think that's what a lot of people forget is that, you know, even though you've got the Pride parades on a certain day, it's like in Belfast, Northern Ireland, where obviously I'm originally from, there was loads of different stuff going on in like the 10 days running up to the actual Pride day as well. And a lot of people, I think, forget that it's not just the one day, that's all the days that surround it as well. There's lots of different stuff going on for people to get involved with. Amsterdam is your third location that you've picked. Gay Pride from August 5th until the 7th. And if you're looking for non-stop fun, then Amsterdam is the place to go. The whole city has a great vibe to it. I don't know why I put the emphasis on fun there, Duncan.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, who doesn't love Amsterdam? It's both a gorgeous place to explore, to discover. It's got great food. I mean, let's talk about stroopwafels to begin with.
Talk about where?
Stroopwafels. It's those little waffles that you see them place on top of a cup of coffee.
Duncan, I thought you said brothels. I was like, sorry. Anyway, sorry.
Let's bring back the pride. I mean, you know, brothels here. Where else do you see Pride on a canal taking place on top of canal boats?
Wow.
And Amsterdam is an incredible place to do that. It's quite a fantastic destination.
Fourth on your list is Copenhagen. The Pride Parade is on August 20th. Its Pride Parade is a little bit later in the summer, but Copenhagen is one of one of Europe's best and most inviting cities for all members of the gay community as well.
Copenhagen is definitely an incredible city. There's a lot of history, a lot of beauty in just walking around the city. It's smaller, so you can explore it much more easily. I would say if you are a first-time international Pride traveler, this is a good starting point for you. You're going to feel very comfortable the whole way through.
So if I was to go to my first ever Pride parade, Duncan, yes, my first ever Pride event, it would be Copenhagen.
If you're talking about an abroad Pride, absolutely. Yeah. It's a good place to start.
And then let's come back to the UK again. Manchester Gay Pride, August 26th to the 29th. A little bit overshadowed by London, but it's definitely a great place for the LGBT plus community and is the number one place to go in the north.
I couldn't agree with you more there. Number one place to go in the north, Canal Street. Lots of good memories on Canal Street from my younger days, as it were. And Hotel Gotham, which is what I mentioned, is this quirky little boutique. So great place to stay and recover from a heavy night out in Manchester.
Say, I mean, your face lit up there whenever you're talking about days of Manchester and Canal Street. It looks to me like there's a lot of stories that you've got from Manchester.
I remember the first time I really discovered Canal Street. I was still playing water polo for an LGBT team, and it was quite an eventful trip up from London.
And that is where he stops talking. So Manchester's number 5 on your list. 6, the last one, Malta, Gay Pride, September 10th. And this is the up-and-coming destination for the LGBT plus community. And what more, like it says here, what more could be warm Mediterranean vibes? Lovely.
I think a lot of people would overlook Malta. It's a beautiful island. It's you know, Mediterranean ambiance, great food, great water, great ocean, warm most of the year round. So you've got this fantastic destination, and they have as a country done a lot to make it even more friendly and welcoming for our community. So it's definitely one that I would highly recommend people start to look at and consider, almost to round out their pride parades for the year.
Mm-hmm. Malta, September, especially in September, because I think in the UK by that time most of them are over and done with, unless it's Birmingham I think is September. Yeah. Around that time. So that's your 6 destinations: New York, London, Amsterdam, Copenhagen, Manchester and Malta. Duncan, if you were to pick one, if you had to pick one, where would you go?
For me personally, I would love to go back and do New York again.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah, it's been so long since I've done it. You know, it would just be a great opportunity to see it again. It's almost 20 years since I last did New York Pride.
Really?
Yeah.
You're due to go back again.
I absolutely am.
So Duncan, how can people find out more about your business and travel ideas?
So the best way is to head over to our website, globaltravelmoments.com. They can sign up to our newsletter and they'll find all of our social links for Instagram, Facebook. We're active on those channels. So, you know, or they could just shoot me an email, duncan@globaltravelmoments.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Duncan. That is your 6 of the best locations to party, both in the UK and overseas. If you have yet decided where you want to go this year, hopefully that will help you a little bit. If you've already been abroad on a Pride destination, let me know the best place you've been to. Send me a tweet at Gorgeous Radio UK, or of course a message on the free Gorgeous Radio app. Duncan, one more time, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.